Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend with your host, George. Hi. Yes, welcome to Birthday Plans and Scams. We're happy you're here. That is literally what this episode is called. Birthday Plans and Scams. That's what we're going to talk about. Legit. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, this is it. So, it is my birthday month. And it is my birthday week / weekend. Well, you know what? Actually, my real birthday week is next week, but it's a Monday, and I'm not doing so well on a Monday. So we're gonna do this week instead. Lately, I just realized like I really haven't had that many guests on the show, and it really sucks. But to be honest, my schedule has been so crazy. And I mean, I literally have to like write stuff down. Like today, here's my list. Okay, podcast, shave, pack, because I'm going away, housewives, and then workout. Like two of those things I'm not doing today. Like I already know that. That's it. Like I'm not doing two of these things. And workout is probably not one of them that I will be doing. But yes, yeah, so it is my birthday week. Yes, I've been completely insanely busy. I've just been doing a lot of different things. It's all really fun, exciting things. So I'm so happy about it, but it's really taking a lot of my time. So I will try to get guests on the show. And also, like, it's so hard to get guests on the show because everyone has their own lives and we're still in a pandemic. So, you know, we have to do everything through Zoom and, you know, technical difficulties. And it's just like, it's a mess. So, but yeah, so it's my birthday week. My birthday is the 12th of April. I'm an Aries, as you could tell. I'm a mess. I'm crazy. I'm insane. But we're a good time. So this year is going to be definitely different from last year. Last year, I did not do anything. And it sucked. But we were in a pandemic. But I was so grateful that my friends, my best friends, kind of planned a drive-by shooting. Stop, wait. A drive-by birthday shout out, not a drive-by shooting. I need help. I really said drive-by shooting. I'm so used to people getting shot that like I need water. Oh my god, I'm like drive-by shooting. That's great. Only in my dreams. But I'm sorry, a drive-by birthday gathering, or birthday shout-out. And it was so nice, and it was a surprise, but it was a great surprise. I loved it. Anyone that knows me knows I hate surprises. And if anyone was at my one birthday, I forgot which birthday it was, but my mom surprised me with the birthday party with all my friends, family, everybody, and I was so mad about it. And everyone's like, oh my god, this is a good... I'm like, no! I'm like, I hate surprises. Like, I like when people tell me and I know in advance. Like, I looked crazy, just like I did last year when they surprised me. I looked crazy once again. But like, let me know ahead of time so I can at least dress up a little nice. Like, that's crazy. So yeah. So this year, it's much different, much better. I'm very happy. We are going to New York City, me, my siblings, and just like a few other people, like my brother's girlfriend and her brother. So it's just going to be like a very close group of us. We're all with each other all the time, so it's not like, you know, we don't know where we all go. So it's, you know, it's going to be really fun. We definitely all need this. We are a group that likes to travel and likes to go places. So we need something. I'm like, if I can't travel out of the state, let me at least, well, wait, New York is out of state, but we're not like flying. So at least let me go to New York City. I haven't been there in a long time. and I literally live 35 to 45 minutes from it. So I'm like, let me go and see what's going on over there. Macari. We need to speak about it. Macari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Macari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Macari. I buy on Macari and I sell on Macari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Macari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Macari. Again, $30 to spend on Macari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. But yeah, so we're excited. There's not a lot we could do, but we're definitely gonna like do a lot for Instagram. I wanted to take a lot of photos for Instagram. That's kind of like why I'm going on this trip, because I need like photos for Instagram. I haven't done anything. The only thing I did recently was go to a winery for my friend's birthday, and we went to an amazing winery in northern New Jersey. It was beautiful. I forgot the name. Benderche? I don't know. Something like it was great. It was a beautiful place. So nice. Even though it's out of season, or the season has just begun, it was beautiful. I definitely recommend it. I don't know the name. Benenche? Something. I don't know. I think it's in Pittstown, New Jersey. But beautiful place. Great pricing for the wine. And the wine tasting was amazing. I got a few bottles. I had to buy some. And that's one thing with me. Like, I will buy, like, even if it's a little more than a typical wine you could buy at a liquor store, like, I'll buy it because it's just nice to have that. Like, especially wineries near us. Like, it's nice to have wineries. And I want to keep that shit going on forever. So I will support a winery even if they're throwing me $30 a bottle. Like, that's nothing. Like, I will do it because we need wineries, okay? So that's that. And I guess it's like supporting small business because they are. But yeah, I definitely recommend that if you go to a winery, at least get a bottle, you know? And the taste testing, or the testing, the wine tastings are not that expensive. I think the one I did was $15 because it didn't have the cheese board. I think if you want the cheese board, it's like $30. I'm vegan, so I don't eat it, but oh my God, hold on. I just did a crazy review. So Taco Bell they randomly messaged me. I guess I go there a lot and they could tell. I don't know what happened, but they messaged me and they're like, hey, we want you to try this new product that we're coming out with soon. We could add it to your cart. So they like randomly like added it to my cart. Anyway, I got it and I reviewed it. It was so good. But then I was all upset because I'm like, I need to work out. I need to lose weight for summer. And so I like really just had a mental breakdown, but
hey everyone, so I'm excited to review this.
I was not excited because I want to cry.
Rito from Taco Bell. It is not out yet, but I am going to be one of the first taste test. Now I'm vegan, so I just, instead of the beef, I put beans. So here we go. I'm very excited to try this. I love the beefy Frito for just $1. Here we go.
You could get it for $1. That's what I said.
Oh my God. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Wow.
Oh my God, you're going to love it.
You're going to love it. I'm like, I don't know what to say.
This is how I really look.
Yeah, because I had a filter on because I looked crazy. But yeah, like, I was devastated that I had to eat this. But I'm like, it's free. It's so good. I love potatoes. And I love Taco Bell.
I just really needed a filter. I mean, hello. As you could see, I have decided that this summer I will stay a fatty.
And that's from, if anyone watches, like, Trisha, she has a podcast called Besties or something like that, Frenemies. It's like her and this guy, and like they thought there was like an earthquake or something, and then the guy goes, oh my god, look, the fatties were after me. Ever since then, I love the word fatties, and now I use it on a daily basis, and now I'm like over here eating freaking Taco Bell, and I'm like, I'm officially a fatty. Like, that's it. Like, my waist is so big, I can't.
Because I get messages like from Taco Bell saying, try this. Of course I'm gonna say a fatty. Of course. I should have went to the gym. But it's okay. It's okay. I will survive.
I will survive.
All right, let me go do this podcast before I throw up.
I did not throw up. I am alive and well. And I'm here now doing this podcast. But it was horrible. It was not good. Anyway, back to New York. So yeah, I want to do a lot of photos for Instagram, but now I'm like looking at myself. I'm like, I'm fat. Like, I'm going to look like a pig walking through New York. You're going to literally see a whale walking through New York, and NBC News and CNN and Fox News, they're going to all report on it. Me walking through Times Square as a whale. But at least I'll be a whale with Gucci on. I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goli gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goli gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code G Stillwell. And again, that's GSTILWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code G Stillwell. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goli. So anyway, we're also, okay, wait, this is the best thing. So it's my birthday, right? And I want to do this fun thing. Now, I want to go to the Sugar Factory. They were all booked. Like, every appointment is reserved, or every time slot is reserved. So we couldn't get anything. It sucks because they have the fun drinks and they have the huge, like, ice cream dish. And I wouldn't have eaten it, but just for, like, pictures, but it's okay. It was $100 for that. Absolutely not. I don't think I would do it. So anyway, we're going to a steakhouse. As a vegan, I'm a vegan. The birthday boy is a vegan going to a steakhouse. But if you've ever been to a steakhouse, they have great sides. And I like sides more than I do a main entree any day. So, oh my God, now I'm like burping and getting hiccups. But yeah, so I like sides more than I do the entree. So I'm totally fine with it. And everyone was like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I already saw the sides. They look great. So we're doing that. But yeah, so packing is going to be a wreck because I am going to just have way too many outfits. But I feel like I need too many because I, like I said, I want to do this for my Instagram and have like nice content. So yeah, so I could get like, you know, free Taco Bell and, you know, gummy galore over here. So, yeah. And suddenly, I joined a gym. Probably the worst mistake or the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life. But, it's okay. I've been going, and I definitely want to do an episode about this because the guys at the gym really just cracked me up. But I'm not going to talk about that just yet. I'll do it like on another episode because it's way too funny. Okay, I did want to talk about, this was the scam part of this episode of birthday plans and scams. This YouTuber called Kit Boga, he does scam videos where he scams the scammers, but not, he doesn't like really scam them, but he makes them seem, he makes it seem like he scammed them, and he aggravates them so much, and it's just a great time. So I feel like everyone needs to go and definitely look up that video, all of his videos. He has like so many, and I could watch them all day long. They're so funny. He acts like an old man, a grandma, like some like valley girl, like all these different people. It's hilarious, and some of them know who he is and like they catch on to it, but most of them don't. They just get so angry, or they think like, you know, the money is really being taken, so then they are like freaking out on the phone and screaming. But it reminded me, I don't know if anyone watched Housewives of Salt Lake City. The one girl, Jen Shah, was just indicted for fraud. And like, this is the kind of scams that she was doing. Like, she would go on the phone and be like, hi, your grandson is in jail and he needs $5,000. And we're going to need that right now. So you're going to have to quickly do it. And then she'll get the money from them. And that's like illegal. So she got caught doing that, so she's gonna probably be in jail for a while. But yeah, so definitely watch his videos. He is hilarious. I've died laughing. I will literally put on headphones before I go to bed, or like I'll watch his videos before I go to bed, and like I'll put on headphones while I'm at work and listen to him, and I just crack up. He's hilarious, and his little voices that he uses, and then he acts like he's going to the store, and he acts like, oh my gosh. So again, it's Kit Boga, and he does like scam videos, and it's hilarious, and you are gonna love it, and it's on YouTube. That was not an ad, but yeah. Okay, so I wanted to end this podcast with a quote of the week, and I was gonna say the quote of the week. You know what I'm like, okay, and today's quote of the week is, today's quote of the week is, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. But I'm not going to do it. Instead, I'm going to say, today's quote of the week is, the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. That was Homegirl Oprah. And that was one of the best quotes I've ever heard in my life. And it's so true. We need to celebrate our life. And we need to do that now and not when we're dead. So that's that. Thank you everyone so much for listening. I will tune in to do this next week. And yeah, it's like my birthday week. I'm very excited. I'm not excited about the age, but, you know, I never look at life like at age. I look at it as what you do. So yeah, and like Mariah always did, after 30, you don't count anymore. And that's what we're going to do. So I got 5 more years. All right. I will see you all next week. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything too crazy. And goodbye.